From Spark and Anvil and Character Forge, this is Venture and Nest in Chapter 1 of the Character Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
On a rock, barely big enough to be called an island, stood a lighthouse. And in the lighthouse lived two people who loved each other very much and wanted completely opposite things. Venture was on the dock before sunrise, rolling a blanket tight and jamming it into a canvas bag. Her eyes kept drifting past the end of the pier, out to the flat gray line where the sea met the sky. She had spent 17 years looking at that line, and she could not stand to look at it for one more day without finding out what was on the other side. Up in the lamp room, Nest was polishing the great brass lens with a soft cloth he kept just for that, the way he did every single morning. He liked the smell of the polish and the way the glass threw little rainbows on the ceiling. He liked knowing that tonight, when the fog rolled in, ships full of tired sailors would see this light and know exactly how to come home. He heard the scrape of the canvas bag on the dock below, and his polishing hand went still.
Venture climbed the stairs two at a time. "I'm going," she said, and the words came out in a rush, like she'd been holding them behind her teeth for a year. "There's a mailboat at noon. I can be on the mainland by dark and on a real ship by the end of the week." She pressed her hand flat against the cold window glass, out toward the horizon. "Nest, I have to. When I look at that line, I feel like the whole world is a book, and I've only ever read one page. I don't want a small life. I want to go." Her voice wobbled, but her chin didn't. The wanting in her was so strong it was almost a color, a bright outward pulling thing, like a kite yanking its string. Nest looked at her hand on the glass. He understood the wanting. He just could not, for the life of him, want the same thing back.
"And who keeps the light?" Nest said. It came out quieter than he meant it. He set the polishing cloth down very carefully, folding it into a neat square.
"If I go too, the lamp goes dark. And a dark lighthouse isn't a lighthouse. It's just a tall house nobody can find." He wasn't shouting. That was the thing about Nest. He never shouted. But his want was every bit as strong as hers, only it pulled the other way. Inward. Downward. Rooting into the rock like the tower itself. "Somebody's boat is out there right now, Venture. Somebody's dad. And tonight when the fog comes, he's going to look for us." He swallowed. "I can't be the reason a light goes out." They stood there, the two of them, wanting with all their hearts. And there was simply no way for both of them to get what they wanted. The air in the lamp room felt tight as a held breath.
Their grandmother, who had been listening from the stairs the whole time, came up the last few steps and sat on the stool where the keeper's log was kept. "Look at the two of you," she said, and she didn't sound sad. She sounded almost proud. "Neither one of you is wrong. That's the whole trouble, and it's also the whole point." She tapped the logbook. "A story where everybody wants the same thing is a flat, quiet page. But this," she gestured between them, Venture pulling out to sea, Nest rooting to the rock. "This is a page that's alive." She looked at Venture. "You're not running away from him. You're scared of a life that stays small." She looked at Nest. "And you're not a coward for staying. You're scared the light goes dark and someone doesn't make it home. Two wants, and underneath each one, a fear. And that was why you couldn't look away from either of them." "When two people want opposite things, and both wants are true," Grandmother said, "you don't get a villain and a hero. You get two heroes and a story worth telling."
They did not solve it that morning. Real wants rarely fold up as neatly as a polishing cloth. But something had shifted, and Venture felt it settle, warm and aching in her chest. The strange comfort of being truly seen, even by the person you were disagreeing with. She looked at Nest and understood, finally, that he wasn't clinging. He was keeping something precious. And Nest looked at his sister and understood that she wasn't fleeing him. She was reaching towards something she couldn't help but love. The wanting still pulled them opposite ways, hard as ever. But the room didn't feel tight anymore. It felt full, full of two whole people, each one lit up bright by standing next to the other, the way a character only ever comes fully alive when you set them beside someone who wants the opposite thing.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Venture and Nest. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.